Good morning, this is the English Centre test of Aeronautical English, and before we begin, I have some general instructions. This test is designed to test your English language skills. We will use plain English and we're talking about aviation. Your knowledge of operational procedures will not be taken into account. Please ask me to repeat any questions or instructions that you don't understand. This evaluation has been recorded but will be kept confidential at all times. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. The date today is the 18th of November, the time is 1 o'clock, and we'll start the test now. May I have your name and license number, please?
My name is Patxi Arroita Navarro, and my license number is ESP.FSL.3020026.
Thank you. Please tell me about your job.
Well, my job, I have now two jobs. I work in Air Europa as a flight dispatcher, and well, doing flight plans and control the planes, and as a flight instructor in Sombonet, in a flight school.
How long have you done your main job?
How long my main job? Well, I started 10 years ago, around 10 years ago, and well, and I continued working because I want to start to fly in an Ireland, and I think working in Ireland, I have more possibilities to start there.
Can you tell me how you started in aviation, please?
I started to work in aviation because I did my flight instructor license, and unfortunately, I can find a job in here in Sombonet next to the school that I did my license, and I started to fly as a new flight instructor, and step by step, I know the chief flight, but nearly.
Can you compare two different aircraft?
Two different aircraft?
Yes, please.
Yes, like for example, Cessna 172 and the Seneca Piper.
For example?
Well, the main difference is the Piper Seneca has two engines, the Cessna 172 only has one. Different things like the Cessna has fixed propeller and the Seneca has variable propeller. The Seneca, for example, has 6 6 and the Cessna only 4. Cessna has high winds and the Piper has low winds. Speeds, of course, with two engines. Piper is faster than the Cessna. And I don't know.
Can you compare flying in two different countries?
In two different countries? Well, it's totally different. Starting, if you fly here in Spain, you can speak Spanish. And, well, you can try to speak in English, why not? And I'm sure if you fly in England, you have to speak English. But maybe the big difference is depends on your flight rules, if you fly VFR or fly instrumental. Maybe in instrumental it's more or less the same in different countries, but if you fly visual, in England it's another world than if you fly here. In Spain it's a strange thing if you fly visual. And if you go to another country, they allow it and they know how to control you.
Tell me about your last flight.
My last flight was 2 weeks ago, and I flew with a student doing takeoff and landings. Nearly an hour, we flew nearly an hour. We have good weather here but usually in Sombonet, and no, nothing special. She only has 10 hours, then I have to take care.
How do you see the future of general aviation?
In Spain?
Yeah.
Yes. In Spain is expensive. But I hope maybe the new people who controls now the general aviation or the airport here in Sombonet, for example, work hard to improve the airport, and they want to people start to do new business here and more planes, more pilots.
What do you think of the situation of ATC in this country?
ATC in this country, well, it's, I think the people who works in ATC, it's prepared to work, but they know how to control. But exactly the same that we talk about, if you're flying an instrument flight or visual flight, it's totally different. Instrument flight, maybe it's, they know how to do and we don't have problems, but in visual flight, here in Mallorca, for example, it's really, really strange, and you don't know if they want to you flying or you they want to you talk it with them.
Thank you. That's the end of part A, and we're going to part B.